Yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Man Them United podcast, the podcast dedicated to all things Manchester United. So please keep all your comments, all your questions, Manchester United related, please, people. Obviously, even though it's international break, Manchester United are always in the news. So Ivan Toney, linked to Manchester United, should they sign him? That'll be the main talking point. If you lot in the chat have any other questions, that is absolutely fine. Just please make sure you keep them Manchester United related. And it was actually Fabrizio Romano who mentioned this when he stated that Manchester United would be looking for a striker this summer with Anthony Martial leaving. He will be leaving as a free agent, so that leaves just Højlund. So we will be discussing this as well. We are back to the regular schedule because I've been running specials all last week and obviously yesterday, which is Monday. The last one is tonight. Grizz will be on, people. You lot know Grizz. Grizz from Big Six. That'll be the last one. But big up to everyone who has been supporting all of the specials, real ones. But make sure you hit the like button on this video, whether you're watching this live right now or watching this back. Make sure you hit the like button on the video. Make sure you share this across all of the socials as well. And on top of those two things, make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV as well. Road to 11K. So we got some of the gang in the building. Rhino is here in the building. Eddie is in the building. Sheik is in the building. What you man telling me? You good?
Yeah, man. We're here. Back on the Man Them United podcast. You lot smash the likes. Yeah, smash him. I want the like button broken. Smash it. Obviously, not really broken because we still want you to hit the likes. But you know what I mean? The smash.
We know what you're saying. Yeah, 100%. Smash
them, they got Sheik. Sheik.
You know what I'm saying? Rhino in the cut. Sheik in the cut. Both their channels underneath in the description. Sheik, what are you telling me? You good?
Yeah, man. Doing good. Good international break to be away from United. But here we are back to it again, man. Here we go. Ten Hag. What else is he going to bring to the list? Are we going to be able to see the bigger picture? All these questions are going to be
asked. This guy already on the foolishness, you know. Eddie, what are you telling me, man? AFCON Eddie over there in the motherland. What are you telling me, fam? You good?
Yeah, cool, man. Like I said, man, we got a shit ton of marathon runners. I said, what the hell? Let me go find another one to add to the collection. You know, the United rebrand will be televised. You dig? So now, shout out to my dog Sheik Rhino. Big shout out to my dog motherfucking El Jefe Flawless, killing the game right now.
Come on, the big dog.
Congrats on all that success, bro. It's been dope to see you get your flowers.
100%.
And the numbers is jumping because of it. So the hard work's been paying off, boss.
Yeah, appreciate that, man.
Listen, you guys look into the specials, man. I'm gonna take some time out during this week. You know, when I got a nice plate of food or something, I got an hour or two free. Just to educate myself on, you know, the specials that Flores has been running with the likes of Troops, Saeed, you know, Rants, everyone, man. So lock into that, man. Very, very informative, man. So I'm going to lock in Aaron's one as well. Like, yeah, man, trust me. Big up, Flores.
For real. And big up everyone in the chat. And we mentioned Ivan Toney. Sheik mentioned about, yo, here we go. You know, at Sarcasm City TV, even with the specials, people, we do not stop. You know what I'm saying? We continue to add quality upon quality upon quality. So this guy, welcome into the show. I need to try and make it permanent. But he's here as a special guest, been on the channel before. Easily one of the most, the girl said, hilarious guys to work with at his standpoint and viewpoint on Manchester United. You lot would have seen him on Big Six Months. My like Corey is in the building. Yes, Corey, what are you telling me? You good?
Hello, lads. It's finally nice to be back on here, isn't it? Long time since the Man Them. You know, I've been getting back up by every other fan. It's nice, you know, nice to see all the United fans. It's nice to be here. Thank you, Flawless. Finally.
You already know.
It's a safe place, my dog. It's a safe place.
Yeah, bro. Safe out here, man. Safe. I feel like protected. You know what I'm saying? I feel protected right now. I like it, man.
We got you, man.
Blessings on blessings. Thank you for this happening.
You already know, man. And for those that don't know, I did try to get Corey on previously, but it just didn't work out timing-wise. So we are going to try and pattern that and get Corey on a regular basis. I have been trying, people. I'll be working tirelessly to make additions to the channel all the time as well, man. And speaking of great additions, another regular is here.
What up, cuz? What up?
Getting some feedback from you, fam. Just saw out your audio. We're getting some feedback from you, that's all. No
hell
stress.
Yeah.
It's all good, fam.
Brother was you sounding like R2-D2 in that John. What you got going on?
But you be all right, Dan. But Dan's in the building. We got Eddie in the building. Of course, Corey, New Edition, Cheek, Rhino, all in the cup. Big up to everyone in the chat. Stephanie G, I see you. Kevin as well. Warrior J, Gaming for Life, AJB, Barrio as well. I see you lot mentioning the Back Again podcast in 16 out of 10. Hey, just go watch that podcast after this. Sensational cooking, man. I'm not going to spoil it. Just remember 16 out of 10. That's all you need to remember.
Bro, as she was in the
comments, yo, Rhino's laughing because he knows. Hey, people, just go and watch that. That's all I'm going to say, man. Like, that was a generational cooking.
Nah, flawless, that one, yeah. You know old school EA Sports, yeah? I put a comment, I said EA Sports is not in the game.
It's not in the game.
So you guys watch it, you get what I mean still.
Just go watch, people. Just go watch. Well, big up to everyone that's tapped in. Continue to run up the likes, hit the share button, subscribe, all that good stuff. But we'll start with the topic, and Corey, we'll go to you. Manchester United linked to Ivan Toney. What's your thoughts on it? Should we sign him? Is that a price point thing? Is there other options you prefer? Where do you stand on it?
I mean, like depends on how much it costs, innit, for me.
Price point.
I need other reinforcements. Like, there's bigger issues in my mid, like the midfield, for example. There's bigger issues in the team than a striker, in my personal opinion. I think Højlund is starting to find his feet at the club, which I'm loving. And I just think that, yeah, we need like other things. I'm not looking to spend the 75, 80 M's on a striker. Then we look back at it and we're having to loan another midfielder. Like, I'm not with that. I need reinforcements in the midfield. And if we have to loan a striker, then so be it. But it just depends on how much he costs, doesn't it? But then, you know, at the same time, if we had Toney, he'd score quiet.
Yeah, Tony's a bad goals. Boy. Don't get mistaken. Tony's a
isn't it? Like, we'll get quite a few goals. But then you got to look at the wingers as well. Like, are they actually going to create for Toney? Like, who knows, isn't it? Who really knows? So I wouldn't mind him. Like, 1 year left. Oh yeah, 1 year left on his contract. Who is it? 65, 70 M's. People are saying
too much.
I love a little black brother up top of my club.
Jeez, man, them United.
I want to see you, man. You know, I want to see the man. You know, so I wouldn't mind it. Now I'm on that. I'm
borderline pause, but I'll let it run. But yeah,
Rhino, you're going too far with these things, man.
I like a little black brother up top. Come on,
it is a little bit no lineage.
Hey, yo.
Why?
Get your head out the gutters.
Why, I've said it now, so if they clip me, there's no context. So I know that out of context is going to come for me for that one. So come on.
Nasty brother. Cool.
Yeah,
it's reality. It's reality.
You're saying, Corey, price point. That's where you're at with it. Welcome, Leon, to the show as well. Yeah. Price point. That's
like, no, big up, people. Danny, welcome back, man. I feel like playing that Mace tune for you, bro.
He's been always at it, man.
Always at it, bro.
Always verbal. You know what I'm saying? Just hella verbal. What are you saying, though, Rhino? Ivan Toney, talk to us.
Yeah, no, I'm with Corey on that. Minus the up top thing. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like with Toney, he's a bad boy, man. He's a bad boy, man. Corey's right, man. Imagine him just leading the life for United. But it just comes with the whole situation with our wingers and just the way we set up. Would it compliment him or is it going to hold him back? Is it going to be another player that comes to United and his potential and his actual attributes that he can bring to the team? We don't see it because of the fact we're not set up correctly. Do you know what I'm saying? So obviously, when it comes to moving forward with Ineos and the direction it looks like we're going in, you know, if you can add him to the team and there's a whole plan around it, you know, get some wingers, get some, improve the midfield, improve the spine. So he's part of the spine, but improving the other parts of it, then I'm for it, man. I'll never say no to Toney. Always been a fan of him. Wouldn't want him to go to Arsenal. I know he'll cook there. He will 100% cook there. You know, I know a lot of the Arsenal fans have forgotten the importance of Jesus because they've got other people scoring, but you can't forget the importance of him in a squad like that. You know, hold up play. He can play as a false nine, and he's just very like, he's got multiple attributes. So I think he'll just definitely help the team. You know, we miss the likes of Marshall in terms of what Marshall brings to the team. So I think Tony will bring that plus more, you know. So, yeah, man. I think he started off a bit slow, but, you know, he's been out for a long time. So you have to give him.
You know what it is with Tony as well, just to add to what you're saying, yeah? He's probably like the most proven person you can bring in to make an impact straight away in the Prem, like striker-wise, with the potential to go and score your 20, 25 goals a season in a good system and a good team. Sorry, we don't have one of them, but hopefully we do in the future. But
that's why I look at it like in regards to, because Corey made the point.
Flawless, how old is he?
Tony is 27, I think.
Oh, it's perfect age as well.
Yeah, like we spoke about players around him not creating for him, but that's any striker we sign. Because, our wingers, our team is not built to benefit the striker. This is why even when we've seen Højlund go on his run and he got 6-6 or 7-6, how many of them goals were great team goals? I think it was just the Wolves goal.
And then
when he scored at Villa where Maguire nodded it down, like other than that, all the goals he made for himself. So whether it was a mistake, whether it's him just chasing down, whether it's individual brilliance, whatever the case may be. Yeah, man is saying in the chat, Tony's 28. So I thought it was 27, 28. I think this ties into what Jim Ratcliffe and Ineos need to do in terms of recruitment and the style of play and the system and bringing more players in, because we need improvements all over the pitch. I think that's something we're all in agreement on. Cheek, what are you saying about it though? Ivan, Tony, thoughts?
Yeah, I'm all for it. I will second like Corey's comment on the price tag, because I feel like there are so many other positions that we do also need to prioritize. And I feel like if we're going to drop 65 to 70 M's, we could look to get maybe a couple of different players in different positions, but not taking anything away from Tony and his quality. This guy's good at, he has so many good attributes. Like, he's a proper striker, can take set pieces. He would add a lot to our team. And we've been saying this too, like earlier on this season when we signed Højlund, we did need a second striker. Because in games where, you know, just in case Højlund does get injured and the goals are dry, we have someone like Tony who could get us goals. And he's that type of player who could, he could have that, you know, those moments of brilliance and moments of magic, and he can do it himself. So Tony, I'm all for it, 100%. I think that would be a very, very good signing for us. The only question that I have is, how much money will he cost? That's the same thing.
Yeah. If we get him, we're set for ages, you know. We're set for time. We're set for like the next 3-4 years, light work, easy. Do you know what I'm saying? Yes, Danny, welcome back.
Yeah, I think he definitely made a good point.
Yeah, we can hear you, Danny. Yeah, that's what I'm at with it. Even though I'm a big fan of it, it's like, don't go and spend 80, 85, 90.
I mean, 1 year left. Should you be paying more than 50? Should you really? Or 40?
To me, it should be max 60. I agree with you there, Leon.
Yeah. With 1 year left, bro. 1 year.
It should be max 60, though. Don't get me.
Why are people saying 70? Has he got some clause that says you got to buy him for that, or is it just
no? Brentford
wanting to hike the price up and make
that's just been the reports in regards to his value. They've been saying 70 M's, but I do agree with you in regards to 1 year left on his deal. It should be max to me 60. It shouldn't be anything 70, 80, 90 for anybody.
That's crazy.
Deal shouldn't be the way forward. And this is someone I'm a huge fan of. I've been saying this about Ivan Toney, but again, will Manchester United move smart? Like, this summer will tell all.
The only thing that will hike the price up as well is, do you know that when you go buy something and someone's already there offering more and you're like, you bastard. Do you know what I mean? Just go away. Yeah. Like, you go buy a car and some guy, like, you want to pay $5 for it and the guy's there saying, I'll give you $7. You're like, you're a prick, you know? Do you know what I mean? So it's
you know why we should be smart though, Leon? Let him go, if that's the case. That could happen. Yeah, let's say Arsenal go in for him and they're saying, all right, we'll offer 80. All right, take him.
Yeah, because if it's not that option, the other option is, do you remember the kid was linked to from Dortmund? It was like 25 mil or something. That's the other option where we go buy two of them. Or is his name Yusuf
Moukoko, yeah.
Yeah, so like that's the other option. If we don't get like the proven guy, we've got to go like maybe a £20 million guy. And then why don't we ever do what they do in Real Madrid and them teams do it, where they buy like some, like, you know, when Arsenal bought Balogun and they just bought him cheap. Did they bring him through, or did he bought like, you know, that kind of profile where was he brought through, or was he bought, or I can't remember.
I'm not sure. They chat, let us know about Balogun to ask.
You get what I mean? That profile where you go like, look, 10 million, he's got mad potential, we've scouted him well. Do you know what I mean? If it don't work out, what are you going to do? Lose 10 mil? Why not?
No, that's fair. I hear what you're saying. Dan, what are you saying on it?
Yeah, man, like Tony, we know what we're getting with him, innit?
Premier League proven.
Yeah, big tone, you know what I mean? In tone, mate. Go on, tone.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to lie, Dan. I missed you a little bit still.
Yeah, I missed you too, mister.
Oh, man, oh, that's nice, man. Oh.
Man came Mr. in and said, Tony!
Saying that, man. I love you too, Mr. Simp Leon. I love you too. But listen, Tony, we know what we're getting with that dude, innit? I agree with all you lot, what you lot are saying. When it comes to that money, end of the day, it's not my money, so I don't really care. But we need him. We need the depth up front. I was saying from time last, bruv, we didn't just need Haaland, you know what I'm saying?
That's, I agree.
So I hate the way Man United keep on scraping, like we should have already signed two established strikers, like, to be fair. Should have been someone in the ilk of Kane alongside Haaland, you know what I'm saying? But obviously, finances, blah, 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 whatever. But now we got Ineos, let's see how we move, innit?
You know the other thing as well, you know what annoys me with this club? It seems like, and I said this before to you fellas, it seems like over the last 5 to 6 years, we seem to have like 3 come in and 4 go out. And it just, the squad just seems to get smaller.
You take a couple steps forward and smaller. It's annoying.
That's why this summer I'm cool with, you know, like what Corey made a good point about midfield. Everybody like proper clutches at like, oh, I really want one guy at 50 million and one guy at 60 million. I'm cool if we bring in 3 players at £30 million each that are all competent, because then we can look at the squad at the end of next season and say, right, where do we strengthen? And then those guys go on the bench knowing that they can do 6, 7 out of 10s every week. Rather than, we're always trying to buy like one player to just compensate like massive amounts of this team, which is just, it don't work, man.
We need 2 for each position. That's the way I see my football club to be run. 3 for each position. And
bro, I can't even lie. When you say 2 feet, I mean, some positions require even more than 2. Like when we used to have like 4 certified strikers, bro, like at our disposal. You know what I'm saying? If you're a big team, you need that depth, bro.
Think about what Corey's saying there. You think about what Corey's saying. People would be like, "I've got Maino, we're sorted." No, get competition again. Yeah.
How do you think Maino became so good? Because you've taken out certain games. You know, you can't. I need 2 for each position, as I said already. Kane, originally I wanted Kane, and I wanted Kane, Hoyland. That would have been a bad boy duo. Then bring me, if Rashford gets sold, if Rashford doesn't get sold, I don't even care anymore. But Rashford and another winger to make this guy play. Like, Rashford is a certified starter. Why? Because there's no one else that can play left wing like that. That's the truth of the matter. Bruno Fernandes. We could generally see a better Bruno if someone came in to challenge his position. It may be
his ideas. That's true.
It may not happen. I don't know. But if we had someone else, if we bought Madison, if we paid that little money that Tottenham made, Tottenham used to buy Madison, we don't know what could be happening here. We could see some stuff. We could really see some stuff right now. But we failed to do that. So the next best thing is for our scouts, the new scouts that are coming in, to scout another cam and go get me that. I want to see, like, I'm not saying Man United go waste money, but I want to see Man United go and just pay 15, 20 M's, go buy me this Brazilian, Norwegian, fucking whatever midfielder, bring him in, and show that you, like, my scouting is actually doing their job.
Big facts, man.
I haven't yet to see my scouting do their job yet. I haven't seen that. I've never seen that, if I'm being honest. I've generally not seen that. You can't tell me a player that you've bought for 10, 15 M's to come into my club and do something. You couldn't tell me one. Why is that?
Corey, do you think the scouts sit and get their paper in the morning there and they go, look, they've rumoured us with this. Maybe we don't need to go do the work, mate. We can just go in the paper, you know what I mean?
They don't even come into work no more. They don't even come into work no more.
Mean like more Malicia type kind of deals, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't lose it. If Malicia don't work out, we don't lose anything.
I want to see that. I want to see that type of scouting.
I'd love to see that.
Don't go and get me a player like Jude Bellingham and be like, he's gonna bang. You ain't scouted that. You haven't scouted that.
It's very lazy. Our scouts are basically ChatGPT, man. They're doing their dissertations and assignments. It's a joke.
Like, it's a joke. Go and get me someone that no one else knows. I don't want anyone to know him. I want you to go get me somebody that you have personally seen the potential in this person. You have scouted him from his younger years until now. and you know he's going to be a good player in the future. If he fails, then fair enough, he fails. You haven't paid a lot for him, so it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things.
No risk.
Don't go and buy me 50 M's of Fred and look and watch him be stinky for years.
Wait. That's my guy still. Relax.
That's what I'm saying. Respect Pastor Fred.
But the price, he's right with the price.
Don't go and pay 50 M's for somebody and then they don't do as well as you expected. And then you hold your hands up like, it doesn't matter now. You know, we've kept him, you know, we've kept him for 3 years. Now he's going to go on the free. And we're stuck in the same mud that we've been in for years. Go and do your job. That's what I expect Dan Ashworth, all these new people that are coming into my club to do. I have big expectations right now. My standards are so high for these new men coming in. They better perform because it's just going to be the same thing. Same depressing 10, 15 years that we've been in.
Now, you're right. Like 100%, they need to absolutely do the business. And that's why I'm not hearing any talk about, we need this project and process. I hate this because that just gives project and process just gives you an excuse to do
the process.
Gives you an excuse and a reason to be bad for 2 to 3 years. And there's never actually any goal. Notice that. No one, whenever anyone says project or process, there's no end goal. All right. So
you know what the cool part is?
Go on, Eddie. Go.
When they speak about that trust the process shit, right? Okay. Where it originated at in the NBA, the team never won a goddamn championship.
It was the Sixers.
They ain't won shit. They ain't been out the second round, and we talking about trust the process. Fuck the process. That's how I say it.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I'm going to be real. Like, even with the Tony thing, it's kind of like, it's up in the air because I'm just like, you spent all that money on Hoyland for him to compete with a player like Tony. But if we're going to call a spade, Tony's a far better player than Hoyland is right now.
Yes,
so
that's true.
I wouldn't even see it as a competition. I would just see it as Hoyland, you becoming like our cup striker.
But that's what he's doing.
You don't want him to run. You want competition. But if I was to do that, like, it would be an older striker who I think would have to understand that he's just here to provide support to Hoyland, if that's who they believe in. Because, again, you spent, 70 to 80 million on the brother, so he's going to have to get his run of games. True. And then if you got Tony coming in, Tony's not looking to be like that second dude. Tony's looking to be the apex striker. If you want to make the commitment to Tony, I'm with that. But then it's like, well, shit. We just wasted a whole year with this youth just for him to sit on the bench most of the season. That's the only thing.
Well, Eddie, here's the thing, why not play them both together? We never play two strikers together. Ever. Do you know what I mean?
I think to your point, Leon, a lot of it would depend on the manager that comes through.
Yeah,
and the system, style, if that was a part of his system.
I just don't think
formation and style.
Play two strikers.
They don't necessarily have to be two strikers. How about Hoyland wide right?
Yeah, he can play wide right, easy. Yeah. He's got all the attributes to play wide right, definitely.
As an 100%. Option. But again, it ties into what you just said, Leon. Sorry to cut you off, Dan. How does the new manager want to sell? There's so many questions going into this summer. That's what it is. But again, I get what you're saying, Eddie, in regards to Hoyland and the big money we spent. That's the last regime. If we can get a better player, which Ivan told he is, at the right price, get him. If Hoyland has to hold bench, guess what? Step your game up when you get your chance. We talk about competition for places. That's what this is now. Because Ivan Toney, if he comes in, knows, if I don't play well, Hoyland is there. Hoyland now knows with Ivan Toney there, I might not see pitch. And this is what we want, competition for places. And I'm all...
Tony's another guy as well that will cost Bruno as well. You know, and Bruno does dumb shit, so I'm here for it, man. It will cost. He ain't going to put with the Bruno. Bruno's like, you're supposed to be here. No, you're shit. That's, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
It happened eventually. Go on, Eddie. Go on.
Do you think players in this generation have that kind of mentality, though? That's my thing. Like, a lot of these dudes is soft. A lot of these dudes is soft, right? Their egos is fragile. The littlest thing will set them off, maybe down a bad path to form. And I just don't know with how he's been kind of held up such a high standard, how he deal with having a guy like Tony come in and really challenge him for his position. That's my whole thing. Like,
I get you.
But yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
I hear you, and you are right in regards to maybe it does affect him. But guess what? If it does, I don't want you here. If you can't handle competition at Manchester United and that causes you to fall apart, I don't want you here. Dip. If Hoyland, I'm not saying he will or he won't, but let's say hypothetically what you're saying is true, Eddie, which could be the case. Mm-hmm. And we sign Ivan Toney, Hoyland kicks up a fuss, he's sulking, his form dips, he clearly don't want to be here, he clearly don't want the competition. Guess what? I don't want you here. When the going gets tough, it's a problem.
Mentality.
So in a tough game, yeah, what happens when we're in a tough game and our backs against the wall? You're going to fold. When the pressure,
of course,
I definitely think he's got the mentality. That I think he's got
a good that is the number one thing.
I don't know.
I don't think we can say definitely because we don't,
you guys have to look at it like this, though. Look at the team he's coming to, though, bro. That alone is a lot, bro. Some of these players that are here now can't even hack it, and he's doing all right. Yeah, all the scrutiny he's already been through, the memes and that. Some of these players haven't even been through half of that.
Yeah, I get that.
I feel like what I'm saying, Ryan,
maybe Eddie's on the same wavelength here, is like, the better we get, the more pressure there is. So let's see. I don't want to say things too soon.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things. But at the same time, I'm not saying he's weak. I'm just saying I don't know. Do you know what I mean? So
It's all good. Well, it's all good screwing up as a kid when you got a whole bunch of screw-ups around you. We'll let you grow. We'll let you fail. We'll give you a bit of grace. Like, you know what? He's a kid. You feel me? Like,
you break it up a bit, Eddie?
Oh, my fault. Can you hear me now?
I'm just saying,
like, yeah, because of the situation that this team currently finds themselves in, he can screw up. He can go, what was it, 10 straight Premier League games without scoring a goal, and people 100%. Say, like, oh, yeah, it's okay. He'll get there. He'll be there. Now, let's say it's next season, and we're in the midst of showing ourselves to be a very, you know, competitive team. We're saying that we can compete with Arsenals and the Liverpool and the Man Cities, and he's not cutting weight. Yeah. The scrutiny will be a lot worse.
Yeah,
facts. And then you add a starts bagging goals. Shit, we're not even gonna speak on him no more. And like you said, shit, we can get him up out of here. So that's my only thing. Like, do I appreciate Toney as a player? Yeah. Would I take him over Hoyland? Yeah. I'm just thinking like what the club is gonna look like and like how they're gonna look at it, because in addition, like, the fans love him. So does this new regime want to start on the wrong foot, maybe with the fans, if they get him up out of here quicker than they might like? I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, I hear you, but that ties into what I've said previously and spoke about in regards to the new regime. Fuck the fans. You know what I'm saying? You lot do your job. That's what needs to be done. Don't care about what we think or what players we want to play. And
you're the experts.
And who we don't. Exactly.
Yeah.
You lot are paid thousands upon thousands of pounds a week. You man are millionaires.
So what are you saying, Flawless? If they keep Ten Hag, what are you saying? They're the expert. They think Ten Hag.
Well, that's your... If they keep Ten Hag, that tells me all I need to know, that these people are like the last.
I think Ten Hag's the last thing we should be looking at, if I'm being
honest.
Again,
like, say that again.
I think Ten Hag's the last thing we should be looking at, because, like, I want my club to have a style of play by itself. Do you know what that's I mean? What I and then bring the manager in to fit my club side of play. Do you know what I mean? So I think Ten Hag should be the last thing I'm looking at. I want my players to be looking at, like, I want my club to be looking at certain players, bringing them in because they know that the next manager they bring in will fit the club's ethos.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't have that right now because our club doesn't have a style of play, because our owners didn't know, like, they can't think that far into the future. So this is why I'm expecting Ineos to actually develop a style of play for the club, rather than develop a style of play by bringing in a manager, if that makes sense.
Corey, I said the same thing. Do you know what? Oh, that's why people are like, every week, obviously, we're more level-headed, but most fan bases are like, oh my God, Southgate, oh my God, this, oh my God, that, paper talk, yeah? And a part of that might be Ineos putting the feelers out, because I don't fully trust them, because they have a 25% stake and they are enabling the Glazers still. But I think it's like, I never expected them to make a decision on the manager right now. Why would you why would you upset the apple cart, right? I think it is your apple cart. They've got other things in the background. I feel like Ten Hag is such
flip the apple cart. It needs to be flipped. They need to flip that.
You're right. Ten Hag is such a small thing in the big scheme of everything. So I feel like right now, I would like them to do what they did when they signed Omar Berard. I would like them to just keep working behind the scenes, keep announcing things that we don't know anything about. Because I'm sick of hearing, link to this, link to that, 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 ruined. We've done that for years. I'd rather just be like, remember when Malassi came and we didn't even know and he just came? I want that with every signing. So the same with the manager. Go do what, hopefully they're doing what their due diligence behind the scenes. And then Ten Hag is the last piece where they go, right, the season's pretty much done now, or it's in the summer. Boom, time to go. I don't need all this. Ineos has sat down, reviewing talks with Ten Hag. Do you know what I mean? This season's already been horrible. Like, why are we? It's been horrible, man. So I don't want to add to it anymore.
I just want them to talk their shit. You're trying to go and get all these top people in these top positions, then start moving like it in the summer. Like, one thing I don't want us to do is get scammed by other clubs again and again, like how we have in the past. Like, if we're trying to go and get this whole structure and this whole department for, dealings and stuff like that, then all right, do it. Like, I'm all for this Tony signing. Yes, he'll improve our team a lot. But I don't want us to get scammed and pay way much than we were supposed to pay for a signing like this. Like, I don't want us to be linked with a player like Frankie de Jong for, like, 2 years and then all of a sudden just go to Casemiro out of nowhere. Like, just shit like that. Like, I want us to have a clear plan about what we're going to do. Sit down with the manager, talk to the manager, be like, all right, these are the profiles of players that we want to get, and try to go out and get those signings for a reasonable amount. I just want us to move like that.
Realistically, they're not going to go for Tony. If this whole structure has completely changed in that, they don't want to go into bidding wars with the English tax and all that. Yeah. They're going to do what you're saying. They're going to, hopefully, from the looks of it, they're going to unearth all of these promising players, and their scouting is going to do their job. So we won't need to look for guys like Tony.
At the same time, though, they might do, you know, when you go in first with an offer and say, look, you kind of try and...
Yeah, they'll be more shrewd, hopefully.
That's what it should be in regards to, I agree. We shouldn't get
all we're going to pay. We've got a list already of people. If you don't take it...
It should be that. Hypothetically, we say, all right, United do want Tony. Okay, our price point, let's say it's 55 million, for example. We do not go beyond that. So then there is no bidding war. He's got a year left on his deal. This is our offer. There's no more. And then what it should be tying into what Corey was talking about with the style of players, it shouldn't be get me Ivan Tony. It should be Ivan Tony is the profile of striker we want. That's for the new manager or whoever it should be. And then you go down the list. Because Ivan Tony is not the only striker who performs in that match. Is he a quality striker? Don't get me wrong. Ivan Tony's a bad boy striker. I've done said this already. Would love to see him here. However, it should be profiles. It should be profiles over names. Too many times we do the names over profile thing. It's, get me such and such. No. Get me a striker like Ivan Tony. For all the things Ivan Tony does well, there's other strikers who do that type of thing. So again, it ties back into the scouts. Hey, how about you lot go and do your job? And going on there,
I just think, is Tony a signing for Ten Hag because Ten Hag wants him, or is this a signing that the club actually want? Because it's all great and all you going out on a limb and signing somebody because your manager says, oh, if we sign him, we're going to be great. Why are you not signing players after the manager's gone?
Yes,
because they're still going to be there in the very end. You will go first, and now we're stuck with these players, you know. Yeah. So, with that, like. That's my little issue. I don't want to be signing players because Ten Hag wants them. I want to be signing players because Manchester United want them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, do you know why Corey's right? Ten Hag's like the gal that just keeps cheating and you keep giving a
chance. Literally, bro. Literally.
It's horrible, I am not trusting you again, man. Do you know what I mean? Or they're like, you give her like, do you know what I'm saying? You go give her like £100 to go like food shopping. She comes back with like £2. It's like, no, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, man. Why did I even give you the money? Like, you know.
Yeah, I don't think they'll sanction these type of deals. Like, I don't know if you lot saw what Ratcliffe said the other day about Mbappe, innit? They were like, would you sign Mbappe? He's like, nah, we're going to create the next one and that. So, obviously, that's what you should be doing.
I'm trying to get both, though. That's what us on this.
Yeah, do you know what it is? Eddie Greedy.
But it's the cherry on top, isn't it? It's the cherry on top. You get everything in place.
And you ain't out here trying to get Mbappe. The fuck you come here for?
If Mbappe wanted to come to Manchester United, just know Ineos are breaking their arms and legs to get the brother ring.
Especially when it's a three. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's a transfer fee. If you don't put if you don't say, all right, at least offer the man a contract and have a conversation when he's available on a free, that's just foolish. You don't necessarily have to sign him. Yes, I swear it's a free this summer. Is he not available on the free?
I think so.
Yeah, his contract runs out. Yeah, it's a free. See?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is it actually a free? Yeah, that's mad.
I swear it's a three. Because he didn't sign a new deal. Hey, chat, let me know if I'm wrong. Yeah, it's either a free
or he's definitely agreed to go Real Madrid.
A free or a year left.
Yeah, he's definitely agreed to go Real Madrid.
Of course, he's definitely a boy, but at least have the conversation. There's no harm whatsoever in having the conversation. Yeah, of course.
We ain't in that position, to be honest.
We can't dream right now.
That's what,
if they were to pull off something like that, that would be crazy.
But we can't dream.
You can dream. We're Man United. Why can't we dream, right?
What's the worst that can happen is he goes, no, I'm going Real Madrid. All right, you're in the exact same situation.
Yeah. Yeah. King had a dream.
Flawless, what a dream.
Eddie, what'd you say?
We spent $70 million on Hoyland, dog. I ain't trying to hear. That's what we spent $70 million on.
We're changing our ways now, bro.
Fuck all that.
Pay up.
That will change everything. Everything. The whole club will change.
Yes.
That will put us on a new pedestal. What? Mbappe at my club?
Because he's not just a name signing and a brand signing and profile. He's actually a quality player. It's not like you're solely, yes, you get all of the PR and everything that comes along with it, but he's actually a quality player on the pitch. It's not like signing Ronaldo. It's not like we just signed Ronaldo.
The shirt sales would pay for the transfer rapid anyway. We know that, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We would be the new Real Madrid.
You need to relax.
We gotta start moving big, dog.
Moving big is what we just spoke about, bro.
Shake up the whole thing
by four quality players that we need. You know what I'm saying? Rather than go out and just sign this Galactico.
We need nine, ten.
We do.
We need Flawless on the board, man. We can do a lot. Saying, yo, Cobby, you're blessed.
You, man. Bro, if we get the four right players, then it can go a long way, mate.
Dan, I hear you in regards to, because obviously we're not going to sign Mbappe. But my point is, you have your model and you have your idea and you have your philosophy and how you want to approach things, you have to be adaptable. There has to be exceptions to that rule. And if Mbappe is available, all I'm saying is you have the conversation.
Surely you have the conversation.
It's Mbappe. A big up to Monts in the chat. He says, what, like Varane and Sancho? Yeah, Varane's been quality. But
hold on. This is big P's talking. Liverpool, you got to pay to play. I know y'all don't know that over there, but this is big P's talking, you dig? So go ahead, have that bake sale. Maybe you can get somebody who's more affordable than Endo and come chat to us. We're spending big bucks over here. Don't do that.
It's the big boy table.
So, that's it in regards to it. Yes, you have to be adaptable. And Dan, I agree, like, we should have a set model and this is the type of player we're approaching and how we do business. But when certain players become available of a certain caliber, you have to, why would you not? The worst thing he says is, I'm going Real Madrid. All right.
Facts.
Okay. We kind of know this. But who knows if like that deal fell through or it was like, it makes sense. But hey, we move.
Like if it was Osimhen, they're talking about, then we got a problem. But I'm with that.
There has to be, to me, he's the exception.
No, Flawless, you're right, yeah, but it can't be like a De Jong situation, for example.
No.
As soon as they say no, they'll move on, isn't it?
Yes. But that ties into what we spoke about before, Dan, in regards to it shouldn't have been, all right, go and get De Jong. De Jong is quality and a profile. Get me somebody. De Jong's not the only player who plays midfielder that plays like De Jong.
Exactly.
Mm. But we acted like he was the only one. Like, to the Gyal analogy, you acted like that's the only Gyal out there. It's like, no.
And then we sent our homies that got no game to go chat to the chick. That's what happened. We said, oh boy, I forget old boy's name.
We said Ryan, fam.
Yeah,
he said Ryan.
We said Ryan to go do the deal.
Oh, star,
I'm fragging thrown under the bus.
What are you saying, Eddie? We said like, the only brother
like,
with
this. He was like, yo, go talk to him. He start walking, yeah. His knees start buckling, the cup start shaking, the drinks getting all over the place. That's yeah, who we went to go, set to go chat to.
Eddie, nah, Eddie, what are you saying? We said the one guy with the little with the suit and the braces on and that and the bow tie and the little dicky.
Yeah, man, and the bow tie crooked, suit buttons all out of place. His shoes squeaking. Oh, yeah, trust man, me. It was all bad, bro. It was all bad.
Proper shit flipping, crazy. You know what, though? Danny's got a good point, though, because I've been talking about this year. You can be smart this summer. There has to be a balance between you buying potential players, free transfers, guys that are within the 20, 30 million pound market, and then maybe a couple in there as well. And that's how I see us getting the most success out of this window. Like, people are proper dismissing going, oh, I'd never sign Ross Barkley and things like that, yeah? To give Ross Barkley a 2 or 3 year deal while you're in transition before you get to the next stage where you're better, it's not the worst thing. Or players of that ilk where it's like mature, they're like, do you know what I mean? They're ready to play and they're free transfers. I mean, at the end of the day, like we have such poor quality in this squad, 4, 5, 6 players that can play 7 out of 10 every week. It will game change us.
It will, definitely. The problem I have with that, and it ties back into what I was saying, process is like, we should be aiming to win now. That's why I don't like transition and process.
You know it's not going to be
You can't. No. But I'm not talking Premier Leagues and Champions League, Leon. I'm talking domestic cups.
Oh, I think maybe we can with them kind of players.
Maybe
in the
Europa League. All right, that's fair enough. But to me, we should be building towards Premier League and Champions League.
Will it happen next season, we should be winning the Europa League and we should be comfortably in the top four. To be honest with you, the way the season's gone this year, we could have been top three if we had a competent manager.
If we had a manager who was half decent.
The league's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, so that ties into
we're
it.
Definitely and still in the Champions League as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
When you look at the quality of the Champions League, it's not great, and that goes to show how bad we are, because the quality is not good.
Flawless. The teams at the top of the table are on 64 points at the moment. That's not really like a out and out outstanding Premier League. Do you know what I mean? So it's open more so. Yeah,
possible. I hear what you're saying. Before we continue, before we continue, there's over 130 people in here. Let's run up the likes, people. We're only at 57 likes. Let's get on to 90 likes, people. Run up the likes. Like, check 1212. Hit the subscribe button. Roll to 11K. We are closing in on 11K. We're like, I think like 300 and certain.
Oh, really?
Away from 11K already? Yeah. So we're going to hit 11K shortly, people. So make sure you hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to all the Madnum. The links are underneath in the description to everybody's channel as well. And you got this Joke Man Months in the channel. You'll see Corey over there as well. Make sure you subscribe to Big Sits Band. I need to add that over there. Well, yeah, it's moving on. I'm sure we'll talk about the ownership and Ineos and Ratcliffe because it's a talking point. Well, to you first, Leon. These Southgate links, do you believe them? We'll go there.
Oh, my God.
Do you believe them? We have to talk about it, unfortunately.
Leafy.
Do you know, like certain I've clocked certain people's names, like surnames or names. You just have to have a moment to be like, just process it. Like the word Ten Hag, the word Southgate. Just have to have a breather for a sec. Southgate. Man. Do I believe them? No. However, I don't trust. I think you said it the other day, Flawless. I don't trust Ineos 100%. I'm not stupid enough to be like, they've come in and everything's going to change, a new stadium and this and that. You have to show me. You have to show me. Like, I'm not just going to believe you. So how could they, as a probability, bring Southgate in? Of course, it could be. They could do it. If they do...
Ineos out, man.
Now, the other thing that goes through my head as well is, would I rather keep Ten Hag or would I rather have Southgate? I'd probably stick with Ten Hag, you know, and that's painful. That's like the
That's how bad don't rate Southgate.
Would anybody here swap and say I'm sick of Ten Hag, I'll try Southgate, or would you just stick?
I'd rather we do a player manager thing. I'm not gonna lie. Player manager. Give one of the players like which one the use wants to manage? That's what I'd say.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd be tempted to bring McFeeling back. That's how
give it away.
I want Southgate in.
All right, go on, let's go here. Unpopular opinion. Let's see this. Sell me on this Ryan, man. He's been drinking the Kool-Aid, man. Let's go.
What do you say?
Kool-Aid, man.
I want Southgate in.
Go on.
Not even I would choose, I want.
Crazy. In jail or in the
Football jail. Like, that's what I want Southgate in. Football jail. That's what I wanted. Thank you, Corey. Corey knew straight away. That's I like that. Southgate needs to go to football prison. That's where he needs to go. Yeah. That's what I wanted.
He nearly gave me an heart attack.
It's
the choice blown between two cowards, in my opinion. They're two cowards because when we need to actually like go and play the right way or go for it in a game, I know everybody's like, I know half of the singing section in United and the, do you know what I mean, the top reds and people who run over channels are over the moon because we beat Liverpool and now the season's revolutionized and changed and all that. Yeah, but they forget the year sample size that we've had before, which has been utter rubbish. So it's like, can we just find someone who's got like, do you know what I mean? Who's got the cojones, someone that can actually like, do something. Do you know what I'm saying? Actually be, risk it and stuff like that. Because like, really and truly, these men are cowards because if any of us start hired at United and it doesn't work out, well, we'd go for it, wouldn't we? Like at the end of the day, like you paid huge money, you're on the big stage. Like what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to go manage a West Ham or a Florentina or, do you know what I mean? You're going to go down a level like, so it's the thing. But do I believe him? No, I'm going to go with no, but there's a bit in the back of my head that's like, if they do it.
Yeah, because we've been, obviously, it's Manchester United, so the same way we get linked to every player under the sun during the summer, it's going to happen with managers as well.
I think it's going to be stretched through the whole summer, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course. Running. Yeah, because it's Southgate, Inzaghi, Zidane, Nagelsmann, De Zerbi. Am I missing anyone?
Just think about how ready salted the name is as well. You got Inzaghi, you got Zidane, you're like, oh, these men sound proper rare, and you go Southgate. Do you know what
Bell
I mean?
Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's true as well.
Remember, we got linked. We were looking for a striker. We got linked to Arnautovic, and everyone just went nuts. We were like, "Are you dumb? like, what do you think you're doing?" And they purposely didn't say no. Like, no, like the fans didn't want him. You know what I mean? Like, I think this is the same case. Mm. It would be a PR disaster. Absolute disaster.
The fan base will crash.
More than about 70% of the club, like fans, do not want this brother in. There's a weird little Brexit 30 that want that. Unfortunately for me, and everyone, I think the majority of people, it would be mad. It would be absolutely mad. And I don't think Ineos
want to do something
like that so early, something controversial so early. I think they just want to appease the fans. Because this is their first window. You can't sign Southgate on the first window. You can't.
I already have my doubts over these men as it is anyway. And if they go get Southgate, I'm like, all right, you man ain't serious. Yeah. If they keep Ten Hag, I'll go get Southgate. I'm like, all right, you man ain't serious. Do I believe the Southgate links? No, I don't. Go on, Eddie.
Eddie, can I ask you a question? Or the man them, yeah? Do man think they're doing it to raise the profile of the club? Do man think they're doing that? Like what the Glazers used to do, just put things out?
I think it's just reporters and people. One thing, if you mention Manchester United in a rumor, automatically you're going to get a response. Like Corey mentioned, Arnautovic, you link us to anybody. So any player who's not of a certain quality or any manager, if we're looking for a manager at that standpoint, you are going to get clicks, you are going to get views, and you are going to engage reaction. That's what's always
I don't think it's coming from the club this time.
Yes.
And I think we're going to see changes where it's not going to... All these things that come out, they're not going to be from the club, whereas maybe in the past, they would put out certain things. But I think
it's like what it's going to be real telling about Omar's voice in the entire process.
Talk about it.
Because you have the title of CEO. So it's all going to fall at your doorstep. I understand that, Sir Jim put the bid in, but I think they've been pretty clear that the buck stops with Omar and then Ashford if he comes through and the other people he's brought through. So it'll tell. Will I be Ineos out? I already don't trust him because, again, you gave the Glazers all that money just to be sitting at the table. So it lets me know what you're about.
Yeah.
And when you look at how they've done in other aspects or other different sports. Like I've heard they haven't necessarily been at the top of the food chain, but they've been competitive. So I still have my questions, but with the Southgate thing, bro, I'm leaning on the side that it's just the reporter trying to get his Twitter profile up, get some clicks. And he understands that.
Oh, here's the source, by the way.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing is, there was no reliable source. Everybody just went crazy.
Yeah, someone just said something about, oh, Ratcliffe is friends with Southgate or something.
And that was all they needed to run with. Yeah. So that's what that thing, right?
He's
the most polarizing, like, manager, I think, in that area of the world, just because, like, every year I hear people talking about this England squad and the talent and how they've always underachieved. And so, yeah, I can't see it, but shit, if he does it, then that's the first and final nail in this coffin for me. I'll be real.
Imagine him in press conferences. It'd be so boring. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, the moment I hear that, I see that tweet that Fabrizio sent Southgate to United, here we go, or something like that. I'll give up. Out from that day onwards. Yeah. I'm out.
I retire from everything.
But you know what it is? I wouldn't be in yours out. I'd be like Barada out, because you can't tell me that this brother's coming in, that's being hyped up, like, bro, we've got Barada
from City,
all this and that. So go Southgate. Oh, yeah. No.
I hear you.
I'm on Barada. I'm on anyone that is sanctioned the deal. I can't be on Sergio because I don't think he's involved in that type of stuff. He just pays the money, makes his money, and does what he does best. Barada, Dan Ashworth, all them, man. Get out.
Everybody that co-signed it, that didn't stand up to it. Like, if, and again, people, just to clarify, do I believe it's going to happen? No, I think it is just rumors, but let's talk about it. You're already on the clock anyway, because I have my doubts over Ineos regardless. It's not like it's the new regime coming in and I was all for it. And I was like, I like this. The fact that you man will sit down, Eddie mentioned it, with the Glazers.
Man's already on edge because we didn't fully sell the club. I'm already on edge. It's already with clutching, but I'm not really caring.
They've got a lot to prove, man. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, hell of a lot. You know what I'm saying? A hell of a lot to prove. And yes, Omar Berard is a great appointment, and everyone else we've been linked with, because it's actually footballing people, is all well and good. The talks of a new stadium, fantastic. New facilities, fantastic. Jim Ratcliffe has actually spoke very well in regards to his interviews at the club. Like, he surprised me, but actions now. Like, you're on the clock. Like, this summer is like, will tell us all the questions I have, and I have many. You're on the clock now. Yeah, in regards to how we deal with, say, like an Ivan Toney. Like, even though I want Ivan Toney, if we go spend 100 million, I'm like, I know it ain't changed. If we just do that, I'm saying we bid him one, it's like, and that's a player I rate highly, but there needs to be a better approach to these things. And Corey, you mentioned about a clear style of play. Yeah, go on, Randall.
We need to be careful as well, because if we sit here, I spoke about it earlier on with my show of Traps, and Traps made a good point. Like, if you sit here, you say you prefer Ten Hag over Southgate, you have to be careful with that kind of comments, you know, Avakar. If they kind of use that, like, as a narrative to keep Ten Hag, because I've been doing a lot of research, and I feel like if Ten Hag scrapes the FA Cup and we get top four or top five or whatever, it's possible, you know, they might want to keep him for a year while they deliberate and see Wagwan, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that could happen that we don't want. But if we say we'd rather Ten Hag, you have to look at it like this. Yeah.
I ain't saying all that. I'm saying get rid of Ten Hag or go get somebody who are quality.
Yeah, get rid of both. But if you're going to sit here and say you'd rather Ten Hag, you have to be careful, because it means that there's a part of you that can settle for him. So that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
That's a pointless argument.
I think Ten Hag.
It's not a pointless argument. If you're sitting there, let me finish, Corey. If you're sitting there,
who would you prefer? Neither, bro. Like, no.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying that if you put that in your mind,
the narratives that people can run with and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to be careful. Trust me. It's mad, though. But go on, Corey. Sorry, what was you saying? Sorry, bro.
No, I was just saying that Ten Hag's the last thing on the list, because at the end of the day.
Yeah, what you said earlier.
As I said already, Ineos should be looking to have a style of play, like, without Ten Hag. Like, I think if Pep leaves City, they still
play that way.
Their style of play, they know, because they can bring in someone else that may not play exactly how Pep plays, but they have similar traits. Do you know what I mean? We don't have that right now. We don't have a style.
No, but of I think he has to go at the same time. Even you're saying he's at the back of the thing, he needs to still go.
I think it's both, though, Corey. I agree with you partly in regards to we need to have a style of play. What I want
is just go and follow that style of play.
Yeah, go get a manager who implements that. So that should all be a part of one. I think what
Corey's saying is the last piece. He's the last one. Not that's not considered, but he's the last. You don't need to. Like, let you do what you're doing, because you're already messing up. Like,
yeah.
You can't get any worse. Do you know what I mean? You can't get worse.
I think we should say identity. We want an identity at the club.
We don't have one.
That will come with the style of play.
We don't have one. The only identity we've had is Sir Alex Ferguson. That's not an identity. We've never had like a proper identity in it.
And the thing is, that's because obviously back then it wasn't really like a system game like that, whereas now football is a system game. And that's what it lies into in regards to having a clear identity, a clear style of play. Mm-hmm. And it should be outside of the manager. But what they should be doing alongside, because they just need to decide, pick a style of play. I've said this before. I say, I don't care what the style of play is. Everybody from Barada, everybody involved from the recruitment team, DOF, okay, we are. Let's say they say, all right, we're going to play tiki-taka. Let's say, for argument's sake, it's that. All right, you identify in regards to who in the current squad can play that and who can't. Yeah. Then you identify managers who play tiki-taka, and then you go from there. So it's like, all right, Ten Hag, move to the side, go get a manager in who plays that style, and then even if it doesn't work with that manager, you then go and get another manager who plays tiki-taka. Yeah, like...
Bro, so I would argue... I need to pull up one thing you said. We do care about the style of play, because don't tell me we're going to play Burnley ball, because I can't take it.
I'm not... You know what? I'm a foot... You know what? I want us to play successful football. That's what I want to say. I don't care.
I want exciting ball still. I don't want the lofting.
You know what's exciting to me, Leon, when I watch Manchester United winning? That's what's exciting.
No, don't lie though, because when you sit there for 90 minutes and we just rape, it's horrible, bro. It's horrible.
Who's the last manager to play that kind of football and actually be successful? Because Simeone has gotten to the point where he's actually playing football. When you look at the top three teams in this league, who they actually play football, right? De Zerbi's in contention because he plays football. I just think we're getting past the point. And honestly, keep it a buck, we've been playing Burnley football.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I would argue.
Back on the counter.
Yeah.
We've been that ugly dude just trying to make it work. Like, nah, fam, we need to get out of that.
But again, Eddie, obviously my preference would be, because you're right in regards to when we spoke.
But I hear your overall point that you don't care how it is as long as it's winning.
Yeah, I'm just saying, at the point where we've been so long without one. Pick one. Yeah. You might have gone live by your decision, die by your decision. Would I prefer us to play more offensive football and be on the front foot? Yes, but if they decide to go another route, I can't sit here and say, oh, forget the fans, and they go another route, and I go, nah, get them out. Whatever you choose to do, please just stick with it the whole way. So even if they do decide to play a more pragmatic approach, do I think that's the wrong idea? Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand the wrong idea.
Yes, but stick with it. Pick players for it.
And also
change something.
We've been doing the same thing.
That's what I was going to get to. I'll be honest. I don't want to be seeing pass. Like, I'm not with it. Like, I'm not with that. Like,
Eddie would say, I wish Eddie was still here. He'd be like, 1,000 passes for nothing.
I'm not with that. Like, I'm, dare I say it, but I want more Liverpool type of play where I'll press the hell out of a team. And I'll go bag some goals. Like, that's what I'm with. I don't want no Arsenal Man City type beat where I'm just passing it. Like, I'm not with that. I've never enjoyed that type of football personally.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
Can I ask you something?
Before you go. Yeah, go on, Sheep. What was you gonna say?
I agree that we should have like a style of play and all that stuff, but I also do hear flawless on the results part of it. I also do want like a coach where if some style or certain style is not working out, you have the balls to change it.
Yeah,
like,
you have adaptability. You
mix it up. Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying. Ten Hag has the power to do that. He could have done
one
that.
One of our biggest complaints of Ten Hag is that he don't change anything. We lost 7-0 to Liverpool. He came out with the same lineup the next game. So it's like, you don't change anything, bro. Like, what are you doing? It's just like,
but that's why I'm trying to understand Corey's point. What do you mean the last piece? Like, he needs to go now, bruv.
I think what Corey's saying is, like, you've got so many, like, you're setting up, like, basically, right, yeah? You're a building company. You're setting up a framework to build, like, a new housing estate, yeah? But the site managers, like, or whoever, like, one of the joiners or something's not that, no, what would I say? Probably the site manager's not that good, the guy that walks around the clipboard. You still go and get all the materials in, get all the key people there, the people who are above them, the people that are below them, all sorted. And then because this guy, you feel like right now, if you sack him right now, he's going to start sabotaging the houses in it. Like, he's literally just going to start ripping them down. He's going to start, do you know what I mean, disrupting your projects and stuff like that. So you kind of, you put plans, like, for example, Danny, if they sack him at the end of the season, but they've already got a manager in place, the style in place, the people to recruit the players, and they've already scouted and they know who they're going for. What benefit do you get out of telling him now? There's hardly any of the season left. You don't get any benefit out of doing it now.
Because to Corey's point, we need people, we need the hierarchy in to pick the next manager.
Yeah,
so the fact that we don't have a DLF, a technical director, if they do change head of recruitment,
don't start the problem, them, you don't know what's going on.
Them people, it generally trust could be worse. Like, we need to get that done expeditiously. Like, that needs to happen. We need these people in place.
The other thing as well is, there's a small section of the squad you want to keep. So you don't want to disrupt the players that you know are going to stay for the next few years anyway. You want to keep them, just keep them at the level that they are in it. You don't want them to turn around in the summer and say, oh, yeah, I want to go when I would. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just kind of, there's certain things you don't want to disrupt now, innit? Like, Danny, there's not really a benefit from telling him now. The only time that was when I said back in January, February, this is the only time you can swap it now. You can swap it now, give somebody 6 months to show us that you're worth your contracts at the end. But
nah, it makes sense. But I'm speaking from a, I didn't know if Corey was like if he was like Ten Hag in or not type thing.
No,
like,
no, I'm not.
So you're saying at the end of the season, you get rid of him. 100%.
Yeah, no, I would. But don't get rid of him because we're all just sitting here saying get rid of him. We don't want him anymore. We're not playing.
There's got to be a plan in place.
Get rid
of him. It seems more like a panic to get
rid of him. Yeah, nah, I get it. I thought you were Ten Hag in. That's why I was.
Don't exclude me. If he got fired tomorrow, I'd be crying tears of joy. Get this bum the hell out of my club, dog. I need him gone.
Nah, I'm with you, Eddie, on that. And if we did sack him and then they went, it was like, okay, what the smart thing to actually do is, but these people are just not very clever, is to sack him and then you bring in an interim. Yeah, and then you could still, for example, get all the pieces in place in the hierarchy to go get a next manager. But that's what I'm saying. Don't keep the interim. I've said this, you don't. Like,
get the vibe up.
Yeah, the plan does not change in regards to long term, even medium term. The plan does not change whatsoever. You get the interim in, maybe try and win the FA Cup, maybe finish top four, but while the season is still going on, you're still getting a director of technical director.
I'm saying, he's been so shit, you just would rather get an interim in.
No, because
I've been screaming about interim.
If you're the interim, and you've got a brain about it, you walk in and you go, how many of you, man, like, he shuts the door behind him, you're like... Yeah. How many of you men are sick of that guy? And they're like, me, and you're like, he's a prick.
Because look, Ten Hag,
let's go win the FA Cup. Let's go win the FA Cup.
That's it.
Hey, as long as he's not playing two lines of defense, I think we're pretty good.
That shit was funny, bro.
Eddie, word to Stephen A. Smith, let's be nice. You're not wrong, but you did have to say it. Like... Let's be nice.
No, that's cool.
But this is what I'm saying, though. He's so egotistical, bruv. This Ten Hag, this Joker, that you might as well, you know what I'm saying? Because he could have played the role of the interim. Yes. When you think about it, like, he can change things if he wants, but he's not changing it. So, Bunny, get rid of him, bruv.
I hear you.
You used to sign in to sack him because, like, if you're telling me somebody that doesn't know any football at my club decides to sack him.
That's gotta be on. That's on you, Barado. That's on Barado at this point because you're
so on Barado right now. I'm so on him. Forget everyone else. I am on this brother because you cannot tell me that brother can come to my club telling me about Man City and them thing there and not deliver. I'm so.
I think he took up the role in February.
I think he took up the role in February.
So he has the power. He has powers.
So in regards to, and this is why we're being linked to this. He's the CEO. Oh, yeah.
Right.
He's been linked to everybody.
Somebody put on Twitter last night, is he Omar Parada? Like, is he here for the money or is he Omar Parada? I was crying, to be fair.
Yo, it is bad. Like, he's just a joke thing.
Comfortable conversations.
He like everybody else, like the DOF, like everyone else. Everyone that is hired, you are on the clock. Because I already have my doubts and don't particularly like Jim Ratcliffe or any of us. So all this process and project is absolute bullshit. Hey, you might deliver this summer. Just by move, all you have to do is, it's not even a results thing. Move correctly. If that man, again, what we talk about all the time with the players on the pitch, they just do the basics off the pitch. Cool. They just sack the manager. I didn't have a style of play. Have a manager who fits what we're trying to do. We move shrewd in the transfer market. I can see why we're signing such and such. Even if it's a player I don't rate, it's like, he fits what we are trying to do. I can identify, that's a Manchester United centre-back. cool. And you see it on the pitch, even if it doesn't necessarily work. All right, calm. Like, that's it. Again, basics. That's what it is. Fix the roof.
Yeah.
Get bad chefs. Flawless. Just, you know, imagine, just...
Flawless. Imagine if we're sat here and, like, starting next season, Southgate's in. They've kept Maguire and McTominay, and then Southgate comes out and they're like, look, these guys are the future. They know the club, the passion. Yeah. And then Southgate turns around and goes, yeah, Berardi's got trust in me. Like, he sees similarities to Pep Guardiola and myself. God, so, yeah.
Hey, Berardi got answer to Corey, man. Berardi got answer to Corey. You know what I'm saying? Corey's on his case. He got answer to Corey.
I'm so on Berardi. Oh, my days.
Man's pulling up on Corey's there like, yo, my brother, what are you doing? Yo, get out the car, bro. Like, what are you on, bro?
Listen, I'm making trips to Trafford every day. Sitting outside.
Man's waiting in character.
You know when you wait until the player is calm and you try to get a shot, I'm waiting till Berardi comes.
I'm just staring at you. You know, I'm crazy, people.
Man said you're waiting. I'll give up with the whole club if that happens. I'll turn into a nun. Like, I'll be gone. I don't support my name anymore.
The fact that you just put that image, in my head right now, Leon, like, that's pissing me off, bro. If I see that shit, that's how it
is. You see what I'm doing there? That's the whole think of the worst scenario, and then it just looks so much better when little things happen.
Yeah, Leon's such a troll.
I'm at this point right now. Shout out to Andy Tate. Hey, give it to Giggsy till the end of the season, man. Give it to Giggsy till the end of the season. Shout out Andy Tate, man.
Why is that?
Fuck it.
Big up V33 for the super chat. Like I said, like, Fergie left when Pep leaves, that club is dropping. No way. The management at Manchester City or Poole dictate style of football to Pep or club. Yeah, they do. That's why if you look at Manchester City, they hired people from Barcelona before they got Pep. All them people that are in place above him, they was hired, I think, 2 years, some even 3 years. I know a year before. I know it was at least a year or two before Pep got there. They had everything in place. And that's what we need to do. Same with Klopp with Liverpool. If they're smart, what they will do is go and find a manager who is similar to Klopp in terms of style of play, and you use those players. So I disagree with this, but big up for the super chat. Yeah, go on,
shoot. I wanted to say something about that comment too. They've supported Klopp at Liverpool because Michael Edwards actually clashed with Klopp while he was at the club, and that's why they got rid of him. And now that Klopp is leaving, that's why the reports of him coming back to Liverpool. Yeah. I just wanted to say that. That's another thing. So, they've supported their managers for sure. There's been structure at those clubs. That's why they're so successful. Because we
can all identify what a City player looks like. We can all watch a player and go, he fits what City and Pep are doing. We can all watch a player and go, he fits what Liverpool and Klopp's doing. And if Liverpool are smart, they'll continue along those lines. Now, if they're not smart, they'll go get a manager who plays completely different to Klopp, which is foolish, considering the success that you had there and the squad that you have there. And that's where we need to get to. Because the team's not as talented as us. You have that. Use it all the time, Sean Dyche at Everton. We can all identify a Sean Dyche Everton player. They was in for McTominay. We do not rate McTominay. However, we all understand why Sean Dyche wanted McTominay, how he fits in what he's trying to do, and how he would be effective there. And that's Everton, who are battling relegation. So if a relegation side can do it, why is a side like Manchester United, who spend no one really in Europe, apart from like a Real Madrid, really has our pulling power like that? In regards to finance and prestige, there's a couple of us, but that's it. We sit at a class of our own, even though we've not been successful. Start utilizing what we have in regards to this, even though we haven't been successful. And then maybe we will get back to the top. But again, it's on Berardi, it's on Ineos, and everybody else that is hired. All the DOS we've been linked to, they're on the clock with this. And there's no process or project with me. This summer, I gave up. Do what needs to be done. Do the basics.
This is what makes it worse.
Run up. Like, yo, get us to 100 likes, people. Over 140 people here. Like, check 1212. We're at 86 likes. Get us up to 100 likes. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell as well, people. Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, this is what makes it worse, because Sean Dyche is pretty much out-tacticked and outdone Ten Hag this season, if you look over the whole season, because they're minus 10 points due to what their financial thing as well. Where are they if they don't have that? Look at the quality they've got.
Minus 6, because they got 4 points or 6 points back, so they cut it by getting
Even so, I've seen them win like games with goals and da-da-da-da, do you know what I mean? Like, for us, it's just... I don't know, man. Like, I've just... This is the final hope for United right now, is Ineos. Because if these guys are scumbags, yeah, we just got to wait it out for a long time.
We're screwed.
We're screwed. So we're absolutely screwed. We are.
Because this was the last thing, like this was the last excuse we had as to how we're not operating as a big club because of the ownership group. And I think, you know, the only hope that this gives me is that, like, it's going to sound crazy, but I've seen the Glazers be successful in the NFL because they picked the right GM, meaning they picked the right guy to oversee the program to get them a Super Bowl. And, you know, they got the top flight players, of course. But this it. Like, if we screw this up, arrivederci, sayonara. Do not talk about us like one of these clubs who deserves to have your respect. Talk about us as a club, like fucking, I don't know, like even like AC Milan. We'd actually hit that point where we're just there because of the history. We're just there because of the foundation we've laid previous to where we are today. We're no longer a club that you can actually respect when it comes to top flight football. That's where it's at, bro.
We're in the club with the same jeans that we wore like 10 years ago, and we're still using the same game on the gallery.
Bro, we can't even get in the club.
You know, like you're still wearing fashion from 10 years ago. Man is still wearing like the straight jeans from back in the day. Man, I got wallabies on.
Wallabies are cold.
Oi, Eddie, you know what wallabies are? We'll have to show you, man, if you don't know what wallabies
are. Y'all gotta show me that.
And to just back to the Omar, he said he got hired but starts working in the summer flawless. So this is from Omar Burado. All right, what he should be doing is working behind the scenes then, which I presume they are.
I guarantee you he is.
They'll be working. They're like, all right, these are the people that we're doing. Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember them. I just didn't know they were called Wallabies. Yeah.
I remember what we're saying.
I big up to V33 for the super chat. Says, in that case, we should get Real Madrid management and Zidane. Well, we've already gone this line. That'd be in a fantasy world, that'd be fantastic.
You bring me Florentino Perez? Are you kidding me?
It'd be fantastic. But I don't think Florentino Perez is going anywhere. I don't think they're for
sale. Hell
no,
nah, he's too busy running the whole country. That's what he's
He don't have the power. He won't have the power over here with the English FA like he does with the Spanish FA. Unfortunately. The ideal world, because that's someone who demands success.
He's like Mr. Madrid.
Yes. He's Mr. Madrid, unfortunately. So as much as we'd love to be able to let's just go take everything Real Madrid have, it don't work like that, unfortunately.
Great cold-blooded gangster. I swear to God, Holland being a United shirt tomorrow, goddammit.
Listen, he'll bring players like Vinny.
Sae got excited about Vinny. Sae was like, we're going to get Vinny because Real Madrid are going to get Mbappe, so we're getting straight Vinny. Sae just nah.
Oh, I want Vinny bad on my job. Vinny would cook.
Yeah, man. It would be. Nah, it would be. It would be a Mazda 110%. But yeah, they on the clock. That's why I'm not with this project or process like words. I can't clarify that enough because it really just allows just mediocre and there's no goal. I'll say there is zero goal whatsoever.
Even if the process is good, the word process is just, we just don't respond to it anymore.
What are we like, processing to?
Well, yeah, process.
It. Process means there's an end goal. Like when you process something, there's an end result. But there's never no one to say
it's just a frozen computer processing. Just frozen. Do you know what I mean? On the screen, yeah.
Yeah, you got that rainbow wheel spinning on the Mac. just spinning, dog.
Exactly what you're talking about. That's it. But we are through to the semi-final as well. I don't think we've done a show since then. United are through to the FA Cup semi-final. Coventry obviously beating Liverpool. We'll go to you first, Rhino. Thoughts on not so much the Liverpool game, but the semi-final against Coventry, because we obviously are the favourites. FA Cup final. Can we win it is the question I'm asking. Let's say it is City or Chelsea. Talk about Mo. We are favourites for the tie. Of course. Against Coventry, are we not?
Yeah.
For the tie.
No, whole fire with that.
No, wait, are we favourites for the draw? Because we had a life or death of Newport County, so really Coventry could be.
Could it be a very ugly game against Coventry, it was against Newport County? Absolutely. However, I still think we get past them. It might be a 2-1.
Yeah.
It might not be a great game, but I still think we make the final. But then it's Chelsea or City. Yeah, go on, Randall.
Honestly, like no matter how bad this club is, we have to be beating Coventry, and I think we should come to be beat them. Not come to be, let me take that back. We should most definitely beat them. And the reason why I say that, obviously we can have a crazy upset, which I think United are not, you know, immune to. You know, we are a team that anything can happen. We can win, we can draw, we can lose. It doesn't matter who our opponents are. And it's a good point that Neji made as well, that no matter who we play, we had the same issues. Like, there's a problem at this club. So we are liable to lose to anybody. But based on the fact that we've won so many games we don't deserve to win, and the levels of what Coventry are at, we should be able to beat them. And there's always a way that we scumbag it. So my thing is, Man United always scumbag it somewhere. You know, one person steps up, saves the day, or the team decide to play well that day or whatever. You know, we might go through the whole 1-0, 2-0 up, and then, you know, the team...
That's why they make me sick.
One team, yeah. And then one player that saves the day. So, yeah, man, I think we have enough quality in the squad for even one person to save us, whether it's a Dano crazy strike outside the box, or a Casemiro header, or a Maguire header, or Rashford turns up today and... Look what it's come to, but
you know what's going to happen at the moment. Rhino, it's going to be a Bruno goal, and then people are going to start saying Bruno had a massive...
Yeah, Bruno scores a penalty or something, or Bruno has a good game. Yeah, man, so we should definitely be able to beat them. It would be nice to kind of pass Coventry. It would be nice to beat them comfortably, just to enjoy a game of football. You know, we all love football. We all love it when, you know, United play well. We haven't seen a lot of it. That's what the Liverpool game gassed us, and we didn't even play that well. We just had spells. First 20, 30 minutes of that game was actually very good. I'll be honest. Like, I was like, wow. You know, these men them are doing their thing. I'm seeing little triangles here and there. I'm seeing everyone running and working. Bruv, as soon as 30 minutes hits, the timer starts. And you know when you just turn the thing and it's the dust, you know, the little timer thing. Bro, yeah. These men start gassing up. But
that's to why be the fair, to give credit
to the team. But to give credit to the team, overall, if you look at the whole span of the 120 minutes, the man them fought, innit? Yes, they had spells of weakness and being tired, but overall, they fought, they had the mentality. So I'm just upset that we just see it in one game, you know? We just saw it for the Liverpool game. And I'm kind of against this notion that the players decide to turn up, because I feel like it's right in what you're saying, but I feel like there's so many games where they've had that motivation, they should have had that same motivation. For example, City in the FA Cup final, you know, or like times where we were in the Champions League. Where was that fight? Why all of a sudden was it just this specific Liverpool game that the man decided to fight for? If we have that fight in many other games, I'll give it to them. I'll say, okay, certain games they like to step up, whether it's Champions League, whether it's a cup tie or whatever. So, yeah, man, we should come to be beat them. Coventry can be very dangerous. We saw what they did to get through. But any team is dangerous against Manchester United. We don't control games. We've got a lot of weaknesses that a lot of teams can capitalize on. So, yeah, man, I feel like realistically, in terms of the players we have, somehow we should be able to do it and get over the line. And that's where we're at as a club, unfortunately. You feel me?
No, 100%. I get fully what you're saying. I forget fully what you're saying with that. Yeah, Sheik, what are you saying in regards to it?
Yeah, man, we should. Like, I'll even say this. If we don't beat Coventry, Ten Hag should be sacked in the tunnel, fam. Like, he should go.
Yeah, beating Liverpool and losing to Coventry, 100%.
Yeah, man. Like, 100%. I hear that Coventry's been in good form and all this stuff, but we should be beating a team like Coventry. Like, it's I don't care how bad we've been playing, just as a club in general, the name, all that stuff. Like, we should be beating Coventry. And like I said, man, if we don't, Ten Hag, I'm sorry, but you need to be sacked then and there. Don't even let him get to the tunnel, fam. Just sack him. Let him go in a different exit from the stadium, like from the arena. Yeah, man. Just sack him. But yeah, I think we will. I think we will beat them. Like Rhino said, I think we should. It would be nice for us to beat, like, pack them, have a comfortable win, have some good vibes going into the final, because the final is gonna be like, that's gonna be nerve wracking again. Man, if we get City in the final again,
oh, long day. Hey, Chelsea, you must. Day. Long day. Yeah, yeah. Chelsea got beat.
You must.
I think we beat Coventry. We should be. I would love for us to beat them comfy, but I know it's going to be like an ugly, maybe 2-1 or some shit like that. Bruno penalty in the last minute or McTominay winner or some shit like that, man. I just know it's going to be...
What we're saying, Anthony fighting it out with their right back again or something. Or their left back, whatever.
Make no mistake, I'll be gassed that we're in the final. Make no mistake, I'll be gassed.
Yeah.
But, like, I've already accepted that we're going to lose the final if City go through.
Yeah, same.
I accept that we're going to lose. I know that already. So it is what it is.
Flawless, we're just there for vibes, man. You know, when you get that little thing when you go to the hockey team. Vibes. So it's
but what Corey said, I can't even argue against what he said. I can't even argue against. That's not no vibe. Just knowing, going to a final, knowing you are going to lose.
Oh, we got a medal, man. Don't worry about that.
Sure, Leon. This guy, yo.
You're just here for the ride, man.
Plus,
think about it. Think about all these fans.
This is what
we are. What you say? Say that again. Not saying that we shouldn't win the FA Cup. Don't, like, I'm not saying that at all. But just imagine, like, all these fans going to be like, oh, look at Ten Hag. He deserves more time. You won this, won us the FA Cup in this season. Like, all those Ten Hag in people are just going to be in full effect. But I'm not saying we shouldn't win the FA Cup or anything like that. Like Ten Hag always says, we have to look at the bigger picture, man.
The bigger picture, people.
You need to go. Ten Hag. That's just what it is. But yeah,
I'll be honest. That'll just let me know like how sad them people are, because it's like, bruh, we say it all the time. We're fucking Manchester United. Like getting FA Cups, Carabao Cups. That shit's like a prerequisite. Like, you better do that minimum shit if you get to be the manager, right? We looking for that dude who's bringing that Champions League and that Premier League. If y'all was just looking for FA Cups and Carabao Cups, then you got your Arsenal fucking guy.
Go support
Arsenal. Yeah, fast. Go support Arsenal. Really, though.
Yeah, they are the FA Cup team. Shit. Yeah,
like they actually run around here talking about we've won the FA Cup the most amount of times of any team. Like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? That's my thing, bro. Like, this is where I'm at with it. I'm telling you right now, that Liverpool game gave juice to the wrong people. It's like you really. Some people really shouldn't have nice things. I'm being real. Some people really shouldn't have nice things. We can't just enjoy a win. If you look at what it is, what it boils down to, it's a rivalry game.
Yeah.
And any sport you can think of, anything can happen in a rivalry game because emotions are out the roof, stakes are high, and they're selling out. And it wasn't even, for me, it wasn't even the football that we were playing with, because we still look disorganized, we still look disjointed. The thing that caught my eye the most was the energy that people were playing with. That was what carried us over, and I think Liverpool... Honestly, I think it's going to be tough for them down the stretch, because this whole do it for Klopp situation has them playing in all these competitions, getting up and down the fucking European landscape. And it's like, for what? Like, they don't look as good as they do playing against Sparta Prague, because it's fucking Sparta Prague. Like, it's just what it is, what it is with me. And so, yeah, it was cool. But again, we showed that we're still that team in certain aspects of that game. We showed we're still that team that can give two up to Coventry and then have to come back on like a 3-2 win type of thing. From the way we play football, all of us have said it here. We don't play a sustained brand of football. Never know what you're going to get with United. And the Liverpool game and every other game that we've played this season has been that's been the only constant, that you never know what you're going to get with us. So it was cool to beat Liverpool and talk about this shit, but it means absolutely nothing if y'all go over there, lose to Coventry, or honestly, it means absolutely nothing if y'all don't bring this shit home.
We're like a nasty pick and mix, man. You know, you get that Dolly mix. I hate Dolly mix. You know, that nasty Dolly mix, the licorice.
I know what you're talking about.
Your headache when you eat it. That nasty thing, man. Do you know what I mean? That Eddie's right.
Sour patch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying there proper. Do you know, Eddie's right, because I swear Eddie at 10-0 came out afterwards and said, like, yeah, this is what I've been trying to show you guys all season. Like, oh, my.
Nonsense is all it was.
Take the mic away from this guy, man.
Yeah, someone take the microphone away from him. No, the players
like
were just...
It's like a bad stand-up comedian, isn't it? It's like, yo, just take it. Just throw
it. Players were up for the game because it's Liverpool at home. Liverpool at home, quarterfinal of the FA Cup. The place is rocking. That's easy. That's an easy game to be energetic about and for. But We've not. Where's that been all season? If we played like that all season, you know what? I go, all right, it's just a lack of quality type of thing. Even when we was 2-1 down in that game, even when we was 3-2 down in that game, I wasn't even mad. I was like you know what? You can actually put the effort in. Yeah, go on. Say again, Corey.
The stadium was jumping throughout the whole entire game. Like, I feel like we kind of need to look at ourselves as fans as well. We're going to the game, like, low key. Like, don't stop cheering on the players as well. Like, I'm not saying the players should be trying as hard in every single game, but we have our, like, we have a job to play. Do ourselves to encourage this team to do something. Like, don't be upset and just start going silent when if we're 1-0 down to Coventry. Not saying that we will, we're not saying that we won't be, but if that situation did occur, don't stop cheering these players, bro. Because as we all know, these players, unfortunately, are emotional players and they thrive off our cheering, you know. So, with that, we need to use that to our benefit and just keep on cheering until they leave.
You're right, bro. These dudes need an emotional support dog. That's what they need.
And with the it's hard to cheer just nonsense though. Like when the players are not even working hard, it's very tough. Like at least in that game, to the credit of the players, they gave the fans something to cheer about. Something there. Like we were actually just, you know, being professional athletes. Like Eddie says, we're actually running laps with intent. We were actually closing down. We was actually tackling. We was actually pressing. Like, we was actually just doing all the basics and making it as uncomfortable as possible for Liverpool. Yeah, go on, Corey.
You know what is? Unfortunately, like, I don't like saying this, but we just need to be the bigger person here. Unfortunately, we need to be the bigger person here and just do what we do. You know, just do our part. So, in the end, we have no regrets. I don't want to have any regrets.
I've been waiting for that all season, Corey. Literally. Yeah. Been waiting for that all season.
I don't want to look back and say, I don't want the players to start doing these videos as they do and be like, oh, like we was 1-0 down, the fans weren't really helping us. I want them to say, oh, we were 1-0 down, the fans cheered us on till the very end, and we've lost. So with that, I can blame you. Because it was only you that was on that pitch to do something, not me. I cheered you on until I was dead, basically. Yeah. Until I said, I cheered you on forever and ever, and you failed to come up with something. So I can only blame you.
The
other thing as well, I clutch, Ten Hag celebrated afterwards, but then he kind of cut it short because he was like, I've not been great this season. Like, he kind of like smiled and then he just went serious face afterwards, didn't it? Shameless.
Guy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Go get your fucking chain back from Copenhagen before you start talking tough. That's what I'm saying. Like, them dudes really took your goddamn chain. You want to beat your chest up?
Hey, man said the Denmark gangsters came and just
wheeled that one.
Copenhagen,
lad.
Copenhagen took the Copenhagen.
Eddie, that's gold.
Copenhagen.
And blonde gangsters outside.
Copenhagen. Just pulled up, bro.
They're all taking pictures on their Instagram at the chain. They're like,
Hey, you know what we call that? You know what we call it out here in the bay? We call that the greasy neck tour. All them dudes with the bad diets taking pictures.
Everyone tried it on one by one. That's
just that neck grease getting transferred from one brother to another with your chain on, dog. The greasy
hopefully we get it together. Before we close out though, everybody make sure please you run up the likes. So if you're watching this live right now, watching this back, hit the like button, like check 1212. Did we even hit 100 likes? Let me double check.
I beg you get this soundboard sorted because some of these are just priceless.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I do actually need to do that. I need to reach out to everybody and get everyone to send me over, email me over there. Their sound clips. Right, 99 likes. One more. Girls up to 100 likes. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, people. We are closing in on 11K. So we're at 10,766. Four more people. Girls to 10,770 people. That's what we're looking for. Just four more subscribers. There's still over 100 of you lot in there. Make sure you subscribe to all the man. Them links are underneath in the description. Rhino's channel, Leon's channel, Unleashed Sports, Sheik's channel, Dan Sillyman's channel. Obviously, Big Six Mance. You should know about that, people, already. I'm going to add that underneath in the description as well. But like I said, hit the subscribe button. And don't forget, This show, all the other shows on the channel are available on all audio platforms, people. So Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get audio versions of this show and all the other shows on the YouTube channel apart from Watch Alongs. I've already dropped the links in the chat. Links are also underneath in the description as well. And you get the show not only on Tuesdays, 4:30 p.m. UK time, you also get it 5 p.m. on Fridays, people, 5 p.m. So you get two editions of the Man Name United podcast. Anything you might want to add before we do close out?
Wherever you look, people, Sarcasm City is. It'll be on this. It'll be on the shelves in the supermarket real soon as well. Probably in like tape in facts. What's it called? CD or tape 4 minutes. So
facts, man. Right next to the Kool-Aid, man. Right next to the Kool-Aid. It'll be there.
Nah, big up the chat, facts. Man. Big
large
up the
chat.
Man.
Real one.
You guys, like I said earlier. Man. You guys look into the Sarcasm City specials, man. Look into the Sarcasm City specials, 100%, man. And yeah, man, follow all the channels. Big Six Bands, I watched that as well. Big up Months and the Mandem, Corey and the Mandem. And I see Traps on there sometimes as well. Subscribe to Rhino MGTV, me and Traps' show, Sunday show. Catch Lee on there as well. Red Pill, Blue Pill content. All the Mandem, man, you know. And we'll see. When are we next playing, man? Then is it this weekend?
No,
Saturday. You play Saturday.
Right,
late kickoff against Brentford, like 8 p.m.
Just, let's have this break, man. Just let us just.
Yeah,
tell me a day before. PM. Just let me just have this.
They say Friday, man. The United show, yeah.
This has been the calmest time this season, bro. Yeah. Like where I've just been.
Yeah,
like,
just chilled.
I have no interest in England. I wasn't excited. Knew they were going to not do the job. I just don't watch English football like that.
We got a 4-day weekend. Do not ruin my weekend.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin my weekend.
When is the game? Sunday.
That's Saturday. No, it's Saturday. We play late kickoff. Yeah, we play Brentford Saturday late. 8 p.m.
Monday, I would have been sweet with. I go to work, I can concentrate on just work, forget Man United. Unfortunately, I've got a day off, so it's going to be on my mind. Do not ruin my weekend.
Oh, by the way, people, if Tony has a good game, we are going to be linked again, just to give you guys the
preview.
That is very much.
Where are we at the community stadium?
Yes, at their place. At their place.
Why are you bothered? We don't play well anywhere.
12th man. 12th man.
Yeah.
Then I'll go arm round him. Oh, I think he said he's going to come to the club.
Yeah. After you.
That's the type of thing he would say. But yeah, Rhino mentioned it, people. Last special, obviously, big up to everyone who's been watching all the specials. The feedback's been crazy. Last one tonight, 10:30 p.m. UK time. Grizz will be on. So we'll be talking his journey. Obviously, his own channel, Football Carnage, the success of the Big Six, plus more as well, because Grizz has been doing a lot out here. So shout out to Grizz each and every time. And
see
the following that.
You gave him some time to get over the result and his emotions, then you brought him on last to get that
guy. I'm a nice guy, you know what I'm saying? Very nice. Well, like, I'm generous. So I could have easily just been like, yeah, let's run it the day afterwards. Like, nah, it's calm. But shout out to Grizz each and every time. And then also as well, NBA watch along on the playback, people. Make sure if you're an NBA fan, get over to the playback. Well, I'm going to try out Premier League games over there as well. I'm going to try out Premier League games over there and Champions League. What'd you say, Liam?
This season's sick as well, man. I've been watching bare games, man.
It is.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow as well. Mandem talk, emoji eyes. That's what I'm going to say. Mandem talk, emoji eyes.
Oh, yeah, it's going to go. Crazy. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
I don't think he's coming on, by the way. I don't think he's there.
Hashtag two lines. You did.
Is it?
Hashtag
I don't think two lines is about two lines.
That's emoji eyes. That's what I'm going to say. You're going to understand tomorrow. Emoji eyes.
Make sure you check that out. Big up to Saeed as well. But yeah, Playback, people. Download the app from your app store or just go to playback.tv/SarcasmCityTV. And that's where the NBA watch-alongs be going on. If you have an NBA league pass, then you can use that to watch along with us on the screen. If you get over there, people, then I've been giving out some of the VIP passes. And if you sign up to the membership at the highest tier, you'll get it for the whole month as well, people. But we're live tonight. It is the Mavericks versus the Kings, people. Dallas Mavericks. Sacramento Kings. I think it's 2:30 a.m. UK time. Is it 2 a.m. or 2:30, Sheik? It's one of those two, anyway. Yeah, double check.
Usually the game's 12, but it depends on the region, isn't it?
It's West Coast. This is West Coast.
That's beautiful.
This is West Coast.
Not a Lakers. Beautiful.
Hey, last time Lakers was on, you lot won. You lot been winning. You lot are like 4-1 on playback streams.
I don't talk about them in glowing fashion when I'm next to Sheik, bro. We just don't discuss them.
First. What time is it, Sheik? Is it 2 or 2:30?
2 a.m.
So 2 a.m., people. 2 a.m.
The Kings.
He's the Kings.
I live in Sacramento. I'm from Sacramento.
Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, kind of need you into Knicks, isn't
it? I love to everyone who has locked in. Big up, man. We'll be back. Like I said, keep a lookout on the upcoming live stream schedule. This has been the Mandem United podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in. And we'll be redirecting to Big Six Man's people. Big up.
10 Hag out.